Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Time for the Weekend Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? Before we get going too far here, I wanted to thank you for talking about this Walk of Fame thing on Friday. The folks from Broadway in Chicago came out for the Walk of Fame. So I want to thank Lou Raisin, the president of Broadway in Chicago, Eileen Lucario, the vice president, for coming over and acknowledging my contribution to theater in Chicago.
You're a bon vivant.
So are you. So are you. Elton Jim Toronto is here today. Thespian, in his own right, he's going to be in a play, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But I want to introduce our guests who are in studio with us. You probably have seen a production of Little Shop of Horrors somewhere along the way, a live production of it somewhere, or maybe the movie version of it somewhere along the way. But Little Shop of Horrors not only is now playing at American Blues Theater, performing it at the Greenhouse Theater Center on North Lincoln Avenue, but it's also now been extended already through July 31st. So joining us in studio today, we've got some of the primary actors who are here with us in studio. Michael Mahler, who plays Seymour. Welcome. Nice
Hi.
To have you here. Good morning.
Good to be here.
And Dara Cameron, who plays Audrey in the show. Welcome, Dara.
Good morning.
Please let me turn your microphone on.
All right. And, good morning.
Here he is.
There she is.
Hall of Fame, right there. Hall of Famer, right there.
That's how you get the big plaque outside. Matthew Sitz, who does all the puppetry.
Yes, sir.
For the Audrey 2 plan. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So how much fun is it to be? I mean, this is a fun show to watch, one of these shows. I think people go to theater, probably have seen two or three productions of Little Shop of Horrors through the years. It's got to be so much fun to, be taking on these very recognizable roles.
Oh, we're having a blast. Yeah, it's one of those sort of perfect musicals, and we've been talking about doing it for a long time, and the chance to finally get to do it with this cast is pretty phenomenal. We're having a good time.
How about for you, Darren?
Oh, yeah, it's one of those dream roles for me, and you don't always get to do such a perfectly written piece of theater, so the fact that,
a lot of times you're working on shows that aren't as perfect.
Yeah, a lot of times you have to work a little harder, so this one we sort of just have to do it and get out of its way.
Yeah, we had a great time working with our director, John Barry. He really was amazing at sort of getting us to invest in the material and the truth of it, so... It was a really rewarding experience.
And I got to think, being at the venue where you are.
The Greenhouse, yes, it's very apropos.
What is number one apropos, but it's, this is an intimate theater space.
Sure, yeah.
So, your audience members are kind of right on top of you.
Oh, yeah, and the Audrey, too, gets right in their faces sometimes. Yeah. It's sort of fun, yeah. I think a lot of people have said it's really like sort of the perfect venue for this show because you're seems like you're sort of in the flower shop with us,
yeah.
You can see every little thing that happens, which I think is pretty unique.
Yeah, so Matthew, talk about this of describe what your setting is like.
Sure. So there are, I don't want to give away too much, but...
but you're just happy that we can actually see your face.
Right? Exactly.
This is the most he's gotten to say.
Yeah, yeah, this is the most I can talk, yeah.
Right.
So there's I'm 50% of Audrey 2. The other 50% is Lorenzo Rush Jr., and he's the voice of Audrey 2.
Right.
And then there's me, the puppeteer. There are four stages of the puppets. There's the little one that Michael brings out at the very beginning. And then there's and that's about the size of a softball, which is kind of fun.
Very cute.
The second one is the size of a soccer ball, shall we say, and Michael controls that himself. And then the pods, we call them pods, pods three and pods four, are the ones that I manipulate and puppeteer. And The third one is the one that sings the one of the showstoppers, Get It, mm-hmm. Feed Me.
Yeah.
And that one is, I would say, the size of, it's about four feet in diameter.
Yeah.
And then the biggest one is about, I think it's 10, or excuse me, it's about 7 to 8 feet in diameter and round. And that's the one that if you stick through the end of the show, being the intimacy of at Greenhouse Theater, there's a little, very little surprise at the very end of the show.
Okay.
Little teaser.
So what you're saying to your audience is please don't walk out.
Please
early.
Don't leave. Please don't
He's
leave.
He's wondering if please. They're going to stay or not. I know. Do you have a lot of people walking out in the middle of the show?
No, you know, I know it sounds like it, but we don't.
No, I mean, you don't want to, you know, some people will, like, run for the door.
Right.
The second they think things are ending.
Right.
You know, they want to avoid their
Yeah, leave
get
before
the
curtain call. No, we have a pretty good, plus you can't really leave the greenhouse without kind of walking on stage. So we've been pretty good so far.
Right. It's got to be fun to perform these songs.
Oh, they're great songs. The scores by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. I mean, they went on to write all those iconic Disney movies, but this is really where they got their start. And the songs are just spectacular. They're so funny and clever, and the melodies are just gorgeous. They're fun to sing.
Yeah, we'll hear a couple of those when we come back from the break. It's 10:46. Little Shop of Horrors is at the Greenhouse Theater, ironically enough. AmericanBluesTheater.com if you want to get information, or 773-404-7336. Back with more in just a minute, and where you can see Elton Jim Toronto on stage coming up soon. Not that the bar has been set high now for whatever role you're going
to be
doing.
I know, this feels...
You better be inside some kind of puppet suit or something.
I like to manipulate them.
That's a technical term.
So we've noticed. It's 10:50, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, our Week in Theater segment on WGN with our guests this morning, Derek Cameron, Matthew Sitz, and Michael Muller from Little Shop of Horrors that is playing at American Blues Theater at the Greenhouse Theater.
I have some fantastic home
at 22, not exactly sure where that's coming from, but...
Hall of Fame.
I wasn't anywhere near the control board when that happened, so I have no idea what that was. American Blues Theater. The Greenhouse Theater Center, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. It's running Thursdays through Sundays. Some more info at AmericanBluesTheater.com or 773-404-7336. For information, we've got a couple of songs that you guys are going to do for us.
Yeah.
This morning, where are we going to start? What are we doing first?
Oh, this first one's "Grow" for me. This is towards the beginning of the show, and my character Seymour Krelborn he's brought in this weird, strange looking plant to try to impress everybody in the shop, and it just wilted. So he's got to try to figure out a way to bring it back to life.
Here it is. Take it away.
Oh, Tui. I don't know what else to do for you. Mr. Mushnick and Audrey, they just met you, but I've been going through this with you for weeks. Grow and wilt. Spurt and flop. Are you a sickly little plant or just plain stubborn? What is it you want? What is it you need? I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly. I'm down on my knees. Oh, please grow for me. I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash. You've given me zip. Oh, God, how I missed you. Oh, pod, how you tease. So please grow for me. Given you southern exposure to get you to thrive. I've pinched you back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you with levels of moisture from desert to mud. I've given you grow lights and mineral supplements. What do you want from me? Blood! Ouch! Oh. Hey, you opened up! I think I know what made you do that. Well... I guess a few drops couldn't hurt, just so long as you don't make a habit out of it. I've given you sunlight. I've given you rain. Looks like you're not happy, lest I open a vein. I'll give you a few drops, if that'll appease. Now please, oh, 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 please, grow for me.
Lovely.
All right. Nice job.
If you like want to know what happens next, come see Little Shop of Horrors.
For our next installment of...
I like that Matthew was doing... He was
I was giving him work,
he
he was pantomiming.
I really can't.
It's really a duet.
Right. Very method of you. One of the great songs, but I guess probably the signature song, right, from Little Shop is Suddenly Seymour?
Yeah, yeah, it's a classic. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have next. In the way of setup, what
sure.
do we need to...
Well, my character, Audrey, she's sort of had a rough go of it, sadistic dentist boyfriends and other things. So, you know, this is sort of right when they realize, Seymour and Audrey, that, you know, maybe they are really meant to be together.
Here they are from Little Shop of Horrors, American Blues Theater. Take it away.
Audrey, that's all behind you now. You don't have anything to be ashamed of. You're a very nice person, and I always knew you were. Underneath the bruises and the handcuffs, you know what I saw? A girl I respected. I still do. Lift up your head. Wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex. Wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face. Clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside you. You don't need no makeup. Don't have to pretend. Suddenly Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
Nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early, Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers, me, I'd say sure. But suddenly Seymour
last till forever. Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening for losers like I've been. It's so hard to say.
A spectacular.
Wow.
Come on, where do we buy a ticket?
Holy smokes.
How do I buy 10 tickets?
Seriously.
Wow. I want to bring a busload of people to come and see this.
Man.
Wow, look at that.
Every time.
Very impressive.
It is 773-404-7336 for tickets, or go to AmericanBluesTheater.com, Little Shop of Horrors, at American Blues Theater at the Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln. Show has just been extended. Must close July 31st.